When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that proves it's never too late or too early to make history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're looking at how one boy's quest to warm up his ears helped put his town on the map and keep his neighbors employed. The day was March 13th, 1877. Amateur inventor Chester Greenwood received a patent for his new and improved style of earmuffs. Growing up in the foothills of Maine's western mountains, Greenwood was no stranger to cold winter weather. In fact, he was an avid ice skater and spent many an afternoon out on the frozen ponds of his hometown of Farmington. Unfortunately, Greenwood was never able to skate for as long as he would have liked for two reasons. First, he had sensitive skin, which meant his ears were more susceptible to frostbite than others. And second, he was allergic to the knitted wool ear caps that people typically use to shield their ears from the cold. Over the years, the extent of Greenwood's ear sensitivity was greatly exaggerated by the press. For example, the Wall Street Journal once reported that his ears were so sensitive, they, quote, turned chalky white, beet red, and deep blue, in that order, when the mercury dipped. The truth, though, at least according to his grandkids, was that his ears were, quote, just cold, just big and cold. But whether they were multicolored or just big and cold, Greenwood's ears were a constant source of discomfort during skating season. He tried wearing hats and scarves, but since most of them were also made of wool, they made his ears itch just as badly. Finally, one December afternoon when he was just 15 years old, Greenwood decided to take matters into his own hands. He shaped two pieces of thin, flexible wire into ear-shaped loops, and then asked his grandmother to sew some fabric pads onto them using a less itchy material. Exactly what she used is still debated, but the prevailing theories are that it was either beaver fur or flannel wool, though why either material would have been less itchy than knitted wool is unclear. At any rate, the first version of the ear coverings still needed improvements. Greenwood added a steel band to connect the two loops and hold them in place. Then, he covered the ear side of the pads with black velvet for added comfort. When the boy first wore his earmuffs out on the ice, the other kids made fun of him. But after seeing how much longer he could stay outside while wearing them, they quit laughing and started trying to make their own pairs. Before long, every kid and adult in town was sporting their own set of earmuffs based directly on Chester Greenwood's design. A few years later, once he had come of age, Greenwood filed a patent for what he called a, quote, improvement in ear mufflers. As his wording makes clear, Greenwood did not invent the concept of earmuffs, but he did improve it and make it into what we recognize today. His innovations were to secure the ear flaps to a metal band worn over the head, and to add a hinge so that they could fit more snugly over the ears. Those features were a marked improvement over previous designs, and for that reason, Chester Greenwood was awarded a patent on March 13, 1877, at the age of 19. Over the next few years, he worked nonstop to get his earmuff business up and running. In the early 1880s, he opened a factory right there in Farmington, employing 11 workers to produce what he called Greenwood Champion Ear Protectors. They proved a strong seller, and by the time Greenwood turned 25, the factory was cranking out as many as 50,000 pairs each year. He continued to grow the earmuffs business over the next several decades, and along the way, he added further refinements to his design, including small hinges that allowed the product to be folded up for portability. Greenwood also tinkered with other innovations unrelated to earmuffs and managed to secure patents for many of them, such as a wide-bottom tea kettle, a folding bed, a steel-tooth rake, a new type of spark plug, and a donut hook. Eventually, the entrepreneur also became Farmington's biggest employer. That's because, in addition to his earmuffs factory, Greenwood owned a bicycle business, a machine shop, and the town's first telephone exchange. He had built quite a little empire for himself by the early 1900s, and while he struggled a bit during a nationwide recession, the First World War delivered his biggest client yet, the U.S. Army. Greenwood made a small fortune supplying earmuffs to American soldiers, and once the fighting was over, his sales remained sky high thanks to the booming post-war economy. In 1936, the earmuff factory had its best year, with annual production exceeding 400,000 pairs. Sadly, that high point was quickly followed by a low, as the very next summer, Chester Greenwood passed away at the age of 78. The factory closed not long after, but Greenwood's legacy as an innovator and faithful employer lived on. So much so that in 1977, 40 years after his death, the Maine legislature declared December 21st as Chester Greenwood Day. The date was chosen because it's often the first day of winter, or earmuff season. But since the 21st is a little close to Christmas, Farmington now celebrates its native son earlier in the month as well. On the first Saturday of each December, the town holds an earmuff parade, where humans, animals, and vehicles alike take to the streets in their finest pair of earmuffs. There are plenty of other festivities as well, including a charity run, a craft fair, a chili cook-off, and a holiday tree lighting ceremony. But since the town prides itself as the self-proclaimed earmuff capital of the world, you can rest assured that earmuffs feature prominently in those events as well. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.